It is a time of fear and unrest. Emperor Nermut Bundeloy rules the galaxy with an iron fist and also a planet crusher. Crusher. Now, Zima Knight, Plek Dexeter, and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to defeat whackness, bring balance to the space, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zinx.
Yeah, Bargy, what's up?
Like, you have those scrolls, right? Those, like, magical little scrolls that...
Oh, you know, I'm glad you asked, Bargy. I don't think the scrolls themselves are magical. I think it's more...
Is there, like, a formula for you to change the shape of a ship?
Yeah, they're not magic. They're not really spells. No.
No? Then why are you carrying around a wand?
I decided to pick up a second wood saber for, like... tight quarters. So this is like a sort of close combat wood saber.
Okay.
I'm not sure that qualifies as a full-fledged saber, then.
Okay, well, it's sort of like a wood dagger.
So to clarify, let me just take everything you said back. You can't do anything.
Well, you know, Bargy, let me actually read to you a little bit from these ancient scrolls.
Fantastic.
Okay. Just to kind of give you an idea, because I feel like they're more just like prophecies that I kind of need to unpack. So here's one of the scrolls. Candyman tempting the thoughts of a sweet tooth tortured by the weight loss program, cutting the corners. Loose end, cut, on the fence, could not to offend, cut.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
That's just garble.
Well, I think it's...
Those are sacred texts.
Yeah, there's a message hidden in there somewhere.
Yeah, this is not magic. Okay.
Could not to offend doesn't make any sense.
Okay, but what if you could not?
But what if you said offend? It fast, like, could not to offend... Like that,
that
sounds even more
annoying. So, you can't do
anything. No, listen.
Okay. Like, finally, I have like a magical being inside of me who could change my shape and make me disappear so I could continue with all the horrible things I've done in the past couple months just under the rug.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Bargy, you know, maybe we can talk about like upgrading some of your equipment. Maybe we can change your hull a little bit. How about that?
I'm not exchanging money in public.
Oh. Okay.
That's a very specific restriction, Barge.
Yeah, is that...
No one will see any croon hovering between me and space.
Wait, Bargy, when you pay for something, do you shoot the croon through space at whoever
yeah.
you're paying?
Of course. What do you think I am, huh?
Okay. I'm just saying that...
I have a very limited amount of croon, and Dar is in charge of it right now, okay?
Wait, Dar's in charge of your croon?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm very good with money.
Well, you invested a literal pile of croon into Bitcroon and lost it all, so...
That's just numbers, okay?
Huh. You never divested from Bitcroon.
No, because it's going to spike right back up.
It's been sort of a while. You think it would have spiked by now?
Well, here's the thing with the Emperor. Everything's in flux, you know. Mm. But if you wanted to invest,
okay.
Maybe.
Wait, is this also in Bitcroon?
Now, actually, you'd be investing in a side venture that I'm working on.
Okay.
It's called Itty Bitty Croon.
Okay, I don't want that. Azima doesn't need money.
Papa Dexeter, if you don't have any croon, how did you get your wood dagger?
I would say I created my wood dagger, you know, just sort of by snapping it off one of the trees that was in the parking lot of the Librari.
And you created that branch that you snapped off?
No. I created the wood dagger by snapping the branch.
I didn't want to.
Ah, AJ, that's way too big.
Look
at mine. Wow. No, AJ, you cannot swing that around in here.
But how did you get that on the ship without us noticing?
AJ, how are you lifting that log? You are very strong.
I was genetically bred to be stronger, faster. Nubile.
Nubile.
Okay.
Everyone be quiet. We're passing by a ship I know. Be quiet. Be quiet.
Okay,
be quiet.
All right.
Just, like, don't even say anything.
Okay.
They got a big investments. So I got involved, because I was like, how bad can it be? And it's bad. It's bad.
Okay, all right.
Bargie, there seemed like a lot of that story that we didn't get.
Bargie, can they hear us in here? So the vacuum, wow, vacuum of space.
The sound wouldn't travel from the ship. Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, there's eye contact. Oh, okay. And my name is Gucci.
What?
I'm just passing by. Just passing by.
That's not her name. Her name's Barzy.
Yeah, AJ, we all know that, yeah?
Goodbye. Okay, they left.
Barzy, don't you have, like, vocal simulators you can play? That sort of just sounded like your voice doing a voice.
I'm a real actor, you know? I don't use fake enhancers.
Exactly.
There's nothing fake about me. You get what you
yes.
get. If I'm going to do another voice, it's me doing an impression. I can do anybody. Tell me, and I'll do it.
Oh, do Nermit.
Oh, my name is Nermit.
No, that's the same
I'm
voice.
I'm a little thing. I love to dance.
Bang on. I love it.
Okay.
Do me next.
Who's that?
Hi.
Papa Deck Center, I have an incoming transmission from Master Missions Operations Manager Bumblebutt.
Hey, Nermit.
Okay, so you guys, we have come to an agreement. You have 5 minutes left in the nest, and then it will be fully Nermit's nest for the day.
Nermit, what are you doing with those tornadoes?
We came to a sort of truce. Where they will not eat me if they are allowed to sublet.
If Tornada's living in your nest,
so you're sharing your home with natural predators.
But, I mean, guys, this is working. The sharing economy is strong. And
what are you getting back from them?
So the exchange is they're not tearing me tail from plume.
Hmm. Nervant, do you need money? Because I have a little side hustle with the itty bitty bitly croon.
You know, is this a venture, Dar?
Yeah, this one's just for Nermit.
Okay. Mm.
You know, Dar, I'm committed to being a breadwinner, and I may have no income, but I still, out of pride, will say no.
It's pretty regressive, man.
Let's see.
Nermit, do we have a mission?
Yes. Tornadoes? Great. All right. All right, guys. I've been looking through the database, and I found a planet.
Amber. Oh. I don't know if you know it.
No.
Okay. It makes sense that you wouldn't, because the inhabitants of this planet have never sided with any of the dominant galactic groups. They never aligned with the monarchy. They never aligned with the Federated Alliance. They never aligned with the Rebellion. They have not aligned with the Emperor. So this is a prime place for us to go in and establish contact with the local leader on behalf of the burgeoning battle against Wackness.
Nermit, why would we have any confidence that the people of Amber would follow us? I mean, they've never declared any sort of allegiance before.
Yeah, you sort of assume there are people who just don't get behind big causes.
That's the thing. Our cause is pretty little.
And, I mean, that's,
you know, like,
that's
true. Like, kind of people want to get in on the ground floor.
They want to get in on the ground floor of something? I think we should definitely go to this place.
I don't think this is the kind of...
We need to get to Amber right away.
Okay. Listen, Bargie, Dar, I don't know what kind of scheme you're running right now, but we sort of have, like, a bigger...
Scheme?
Scheme?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Nermit, tell us where to go.
All right, guys, I'm going to give one of my collaborators, the Tornado, the honor of pushing this button, which will send the coordinates.
The Tornado?
What?
It's just swiping at you.
I'm going to put the Missionator in the face. Hey, he did it!
No, he did send it. He did send the coordinates.
I'm a little worried about Nermit.
I'm worried about Dar.
I'm worried about Bargie.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Amber is beautiful. C-53, do you know anything about this place?
Well, historically, it's been sort of a cultural hub for various free thinkers, artists, dissidents, all wish to exist outside the monarchy, the Federated Alliance, the Rebellion.
This place is perfect. I just need to set up my projector, my slides, and I think.
Dar, you have like a whole system here.
Yeah, but I promise I won't fall behind it. I only need to carry these three suitcases, and, you know, set up the equipment. And I hope someone has a microphone I can borrow.
Oh my God, you're here. Woo, good. Okay, good.
Hi,
have a nice day. Have a nice day. Bye.
Okay.
Where are they going?
They came up to us and left us so quickly.
All right.
I should have brought my lightsaber.
You don't really need that. You know what? Let's just go into this situation assuming.
Hey, guys. Oh, thank goodness you're here. Oh, catch you later.
Hi there. What?
Hello. Who are you?
Interesting.
Are you interested in an investment?
Dart. Can we? Let's wait until.
Look, I promise, Margie. I promise, Margie.
Okay. All right. Fine. Huh.
Goodbye. I'm searching my cultural database to see if this is a part of life here on Amber. Extremely short conversations. But I can't find anything for that.
I think we need to try to find whoever's in charge here.
That looks like the biggest building. Should we head there?
Yeah, honestly, that's probably a good idea. Oh, wow. That's very nice in here. Very opulent.
It's the biggest building.
Ornate.
Hello?
Ooh, wow. Listen to how your voice echoes in here, bud.
Yeah. Seems like a municipal.
Oh.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Listen to how that response echoes in here.
Hi. Wow. You guys, you're not from here.
No, actually, we just landed. You know, we're... I'm Zima Knight Plek Deck Setter. This is C-53 and Dar and AJ.
Wow. Hello. I am Grandma the Third.
Grandma the Third?
Yes.
Wow.
Pleasure.
Hi.
Are you the leader of this world?
Oh, my rod. No, I am not the leader. I am the city councilwoman, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great.
That's actually also very of use to us.
Madam Councilwoman.
Yes, hi.
I brought the papers you requested.
Thank you so much. These are late.
I know.
Okay.
I'm still here!
Oh, wow. Is you know, City Councilwoman, should I call you City Councilwoman? Is that the right title, or?
Yeah, you can call me City Councilwoman, you can call me Ma, you can call me Grandy, you can call me Lady Who Lunches, you know, whatever you like, you know. You got a lot.
I really like Grandy.
How about Gam Gam? That's what I used to call my grandma.
Well, I'm not a grandmother.
Oh.
To be clear.
Okay.
Yeah, Grandma is her name.
It's my name.
Right, her title is Councilwoman. Her name is Grandma.
Do I look like a grandmother to you?
No, I was going to say you look
absurdly young, Grandma.
Papa, you're being kind of problematic right now.
Okay, never mind. Listen, City Councilwoman, Grandma.
Yes.
We're actually trying to just get to know some of the planets here in the Zix Squadron.
We're recruiting for a war.
Okay, well, that's not actually.
AJ,
you need to cool it. You need
Let's
to cool
do it.
It. Okay.
What?
This is AJ.
You'll have to excuse AJ. He's very stupid.
Look, I don't know what kind of war you're selling. We don't want any of it here.
Okay.
Amber's people are for Amber.
Yeah, that's that's really good.
When you refer to Amber's people, it's hard to overlook the fact that this government building is empty.
Well, it seems some folks are out sick.
Huh.
Councilwoman, sorry, I forgot.
Yes?
There's one paper I forgot to include.
Wow, you forgot the paper.
I did forget. What are the papers?
Well, I'd walk slowly on your way home tonight.
No, please, no.
I'm just telling you what you should do.
No.
Walk
not.
Slowly no. on your way home.
No, I'd
enjoy
rather hurry.
It.
No.
Oh, enjoy it.
That sounds good. Walking.
She is one of my best friends. We are so close. That's Melissa. Me and Melissa joke. That's how we joke. Huh. You know, girls' night, drinking wine, etc.
Well, this is really good at acting scared.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, how many other people work in the government building here?
Oh, you know, upwards of two, three.
Is that including you and Melissa?
Me, Melissa.
That's two.
Oh, yes, and worm.
Does the worm work here, or is the worm
just
here?
The worm is on the payroll.
Okay, interesting.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well...
Hey there.
Mops that one part of the building.
Yeah, it's pretty important.
Yeah. It looks great.
Now, do you find that just as a city councilwoman, there's just not a need for a bigger staff, or...?
Well, the people have just been going away. Trips, you know...
How would you guys like to go to war?
AJ,
you can't jump on that. Okay, how would I even?
Oh, right.
Do
AJ
that.
Doesn't know how to read, so.
No, yeah. I didn't say that.
Pleck, can I borrow one of your daggers real quick?
Sure. Yeah, be careful.
AJ, look at the stick. Look at the stick.
Okay, I'll follow it with my eyes.
Yay,
all right. I'll be right back.
Oh, AJ.
AJ.
What?
AJ.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a third of the staff of this city hall.
Councilwoman Granny,
Melissa! Melissa, I need you to take over Lil Inch's job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So just washing up that one space?
Yeah, you have to wash the one space.
Okay.
And do your job still.
Okay, and I'll just walk really slow.
Yes.
And I won't be disappeared.
Yes, you better walk slow.
I'm sorry.
Now this is just that fun game you play with Melissa.
Yes, Melissa! You get it right?
Real quick, Councilwoman Grandy, I'm just going to pull my two friends aside here and
Just one second, Grandy.
Privately.
Sure.
Guys, listen. This place is giving me the creepiest vibes.
Yeah, I don't know about this.
There's something untoward does seem to be going on in this town.
I got the dagger.
Oh, yes, you did. Who's a good boy?
I am. But I just wanted
to...
I'm the best. But I just wanted to say something weird happened. I was getting the dagger, and I looked. I saw one of those people that we came in looking at. They were there. And then all of a sudden, they kind of got disappeared.
What do you mean, AJ?
They got disappeared?
I don't know how else to say it. I guess I'm reading the room.
And that's that.
Got disappeared?
I can't...
Describe,
AJ, now.
AJ, describe what happened.
Well, they were there. And they just disappeared.
So they got disappeared. They disappeared.
I think that's the proper
I don't
use
think it
of
is.
That is got disappeared.
Pretty sure that's not right.
They screamed and just vanished.
Okay.
It was...
Grandma, Grandy Lady, who lunches, Consul Woman,
Yes?
I cannot seem to find my parents.
Oh, no.
Hey, read the room, pal.
AJ, that's not what that means.
You can't find your parents?
I was with them.
Uh-huh.
In our home.
Mm-hmm.
And they've always been there until they were gone.
Sure.
And I would so like them back.
Oh, how about something else? How about a job?
Okay. I believe there is a minimum age for...
And
what's the age you are?
I am 9.
Oh, that's a good age.
Thank you.
We have an opening.
Is this an extremely tiny mop?
Yes. Little Inch used to clean that little area. And you're little with little hands.
Listen, Council...
Clean it up. Clean it up.
I'm sorry to break in here. Councilwoman Grandy.
Yes?
Listen, I don't want to get involved with whatever's happening on this planet.
And you shouldn't.
But what is happening on this planet?
Papa's right. Get down on the ground, Grandy. Get down on the ground. That's
looking
weird.
Okay.
Oh, no. Your friend. What happened? He was here, and then he was gone. Oh, no.
Where is AJ?
Your little annoying friend is gone. Oh, so sad.
Councilwoman Grandy, this feels disingenuous.
What? What?
It just seems like you don't really care what happened to her.
I do care. I care about everyone who enters my planet. The planet.
Wait, your planet?
The planet.
You said my planet.
You said my planet.
Well, it's because I care about it so much.
Well, Okay, here's what I'd like to know. What do you plan to do about all the people disappearing?
Well, I plan to set up a search party to figure out where they're hiding.
Who is going to constitute this search party? I don't think anybody's left. I want to help. I want to help find your townsfolk.
Oh, okay.
As a Zima Knight, I think I'm up to the task.
Oh. Well, I guess you could go looking for them.
Really?
Sure. Go. Have a look. Have a nice mosey.
C-53, do you have any sort of scanners you can run to try to figure out what is happening to these people?
Unfortunately, I can't. This Unmafia Ambassador friend doesn't have any long-range life-form scanners. I can run a scan for Bargee-style fries, if that's helpful.
No, I don't think we need that.
No.
I guess let's just make a sweep.
That's insane optimism. They're clearly gone.
Yeah, they got disappeared. Is that grammatically correct? Got disappeared?
I was going to say no, but seeing it happen in front of me... I mean, people get disappeared. That is... it's not inaccurate.
It just doesn't sit right with me.
I don't love it either, but I think it's the best we've got for now. Oops.
Hey!
Alyssa.
Alyssa! I can tell you where they are.
Oh, yeah.
That one. Great!
First you must cross the Wailing Sands.
That sounds...
And then travel down the Blister Gorge.
Oh.
And then cross over the dunes of Rylou.
Okay, so we got Wailing Sands.
Yep.
Blister Gorge.
You can, there are the signs right over there.
Oh,
it's just,
okay, those are just
street names.
I see Wailing Sands Boulevard.
Oh.
Blister Gorge Court.
So how far away are we talking?
It's about 4 or 5 blocks.
Okay.
That's actually not that bad.
If we go there, we'll find
Wow, you are...
Oh, wow.
I did not... I
you
didn't
really
see you.
Sorry, yes, I've just been scrubbing the sidewalk here under you.
I don't think you have to do that.
No?
Also, why are you using such a tiny mop? That mop is for a worm. You should use a... a mop for a child.
I could not agree more.
I can't believe they make those.
No, there's distinct different sizes, and I would love a child-sized mop.
What is your name?
I'm Theo.
Theo.
Yeah.
Theo, it's gonna be okay. We're gonna follow these.
Oh, thank goodness. How do you know that?
What?
You're sure it's gonna be okay? That's such a relief.
Okay, no, that's just sort of something you say to a kid.
That promise.
Yeah, it's just something sort of say to a kid when things look grim.
It's not gonna be okay?
I can't make any promises.
Yeah, Theo, the future is an indefinite state. We can't know if it's going to be good or bad.
Nobody knows.
Well, nobody really
knows. Nobody knows the future?
Technically, no.
Not a big adults.
We know now.
Follow me.
You know, Melissa, I just want to thank you for, you know, helping us out. I'm sure you did it at great peril. You know, if you're in trouble here, maybe we can help you take Grandy down.
Oh. Hey, Grandy, they're right over here!
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were trying to undermine you!
Melissa, why?
This hurts.
Hello. Melissa, I'm gonna give you a kiss.
Thank you.
Oh. Wow, there. Oh, no!
That was a
kiss
trick
of a kiss. Kiss of got disappearing.
She took too long.
Got disappearing? What are we doing to the language right now?
Yes, it's got disappeared. It's grammatically correct.
I just feel like there's got to be a better...
There isn't. And you know what? I'm gonna got disappear you right now.
No, listen.
Here you go. You're going, and you're gone. Anyone else got comments?
I'm okay, actually. We're sort of all right.
Well, you're all getting disappeared anyway. Goodbye, even the little boy. Say goodbye. Oh, this is great. Oh, wow. It's crazy we got visitors. Oh, boy. I shouldn't have disappeared all of them. I really want to have sex one of these days. It's been so long. I disappeared my only boyfriend. What were you thinking, Grandy? Damn. Guess I better go back to work. You know, there's potholes in this dang city I gotta fix. Oh, we need the potholes fixed. Ugh, your houses look like shit. Why should I fix your potholes? You don't take care of your house. Lucia?
Papa! Papa!
AJ!
Papa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. AJ, where are you?
Papa, can you see me?
I can't see you.
I'm waiting in my arms.
Oh, okay.
AJ. Please leave that number on the way to your line.
What? Sorry?
Please leave that number on the way to your line.
Oh, okay. C-53!
Quick!
You got disappeared.
I guess I did. Where are we?
Do you guys want cutsies?
Huh?
You guys want to cut live?
What, in front of Melissa? No, it's fine. Melissa, you don't have to.
We have numbers. We don't want to get more trouble.
Okay.
Can you take a number from get through line?
Just take this number.
Oh, Theo.
I can't reach.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'll get my number. Oh, thank you.
Are you sure you're not going to take a number?
Listen, I've got a little thing going on right here.
So you're cutting the screen into like little bitty, 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 tiny, tiny, teensy,
yeah,
little bit.
Will it help us buy a house or will
it? Oh, it'll help you buy 8 houses.
8?
Okay, see, we don't know if we're ever going to do that though because we can't leave right now.
Right.
But you have to think about your future. Where are you down the line? Literally and metaphorically.
Here?
Dar, you know what? Just catch up with us later, okay?
We're investing.
We're investing.
I understand that.
Papa, this place is crazy.
Yeah, AJ, what is happening
this
here?
This line is miles long.
Well, I've done a little recon. You know, when I was a Clint, I used to be one of the best at recon. So I asked the people in front of me, and they said that this line is for everyone who got disappeared.
That was your recon. Little Inch.
I thought you were dead.
No, Little Inch was disappeared right when I stepped on him at the moment of stepping.
Wow.
Oh, thank God Little Inch is alive.
Don't even have a job.
Theo, that's not important.
That's what you're worried about? Theo, if we're here, that means your parents are in this line somewhere.
Mommy!
I mean, she could be.
Oh.
Okay, well, we have a kid again, so.
Oh, boy.
I forgot how neglectful they were.
You didn't have to be so worried.
Yeah.
Oh, he gets that from you, Steve.
You know what?
Somehow, after they disappeared, I idealized my family in a way that seems so
untrue. Yeah, it happened fast.
Well, based on my reconnaissance, we are in the Got Disappeared Department. It's a government building.
Melissa, do you know anything about this place?
Well, we voted for Grandy. And on Amber, when you vote for a council person, you imbue them with an incredibly powerful form of telekinesis.
Why do you do that?
Well, it's supposed to be for public transport.
Oh, that makes some kind of sense.
But occasionally, a council person will use it to disappear people.
Occasionally?
Well, there's the Got Disappeared party, so you kind of know what you're going to get there.
Sure.
Was that Grandy's party?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
So and you voted for her?
Well, it
was. You know, C-53, I just realized that's why everybody was running.
Okay. Yeah, I guess without public transit, you would just have to run everywhere.
That's the quickest way to get from point A to point B.
Yeah. Well, there is the light rail party.
Wait, there's a light rail
party?
Well,
the candidate wasn't likable.
But don't you want a light rail system?
Well, if I can't feel like I can have an orange beer with them, I don't know if I want to vote for them.
Who cares about if they're going to build the light rail?
Electability is matters.
Melissa, I feel like you need to make some changes in your government system. Your entire civilization is grinding to a halt down here in the Got Disappeared Department.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I don't know. Run as a candidate in the light rail party.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, I think you could do it. You know how the government works.
I can't do much. I can just call a recall election, which will summon Grandy here. Then Grandy and I will have to have a battle of the minds. And if that wins, I will become the light rail leader and restore everybody back. That's all I can do. My hands are tied.
Melissa, that sounds exactly what we need to do.
That sounds perfect. Ideal.
Oh. Okay.
Where did you get that megaphone?
I recall the election of Councilwoman Grandma the Third, the lady who lunches. I summon her here now.
What?
Hello, Councilwoman.
Hello, Melissa. I see you've come to challenge me.
I have. For too long, the light rail party has been ignored. And it's
time for us to find out what we shall do once and for all.
You can do this, Melissa. I believe in you.
Melissa, I thought you were my friend, but I see you are my enemy, and I'm prepared to take you out.
Melissa, don't worry. The advantages of a light rail system are obvious. This crowd does not want to get disappeared again.
The Battle of the Minds, which means that each candidate will speak, will give a short speech.
Oh, so like a debate.
We call it a
Battle of the Minds, actually.
I mean, sure, I guess.
The incumbent shall go first, representing the Get Disappeared Party, Councilwoman Grandma the Third, Lady Who Launches.
Thank you, Melissa.
Constituents, my people, the people of Amber. Why would you want the light rail system when you can have the efficiency of the Got Disappeared system? With the Got Disappeared Party, you are lifted up and taken exactly to your workplace. I don't leave the people of Amber hanging, okay? I leave them standing where they need to be.
In line?
Disappeared me.
That's true. And you know why? Because I ran on the Got Disappeared platform and not the light rail platform. The light rail takes you, sure, from one place to another, but it's not exactly where you want to go.
That's true.
She's right. It only takes us to City Center.
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well do it myself.
You might as well have walked the whole way. And then what? You're tired and you're sweaty. And then the boss man says you don't have a job anymore because you look like trash.
I got fired for being too sweaty.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I find Melissa to be shrill. And what about Melissa's emails?
Melissa's got too many unanswered emails. We've seen it. If you vote for me, I'll open every email, even if I don't read it. I know all of you care. I know all of you care about getting to where you need to be as fast as you can. Right, Mark? You care about getting where you need to be.
I do. I hate the light rail.
Yeah. I made sure you got to your daughter's birthday party on time. Remember that?
Yeah, my favorite daughter.
Yes.
Daddy, are you in line? I haven't seen you in 7 months.
Wow.
Rebella.
A reunion. Everyone benefits when we have the Got Disappeared system. Am I right? Everyone benefits. Listen, a vote for me means you're all out of here and you're right back where you were before you got disappeared. No questions asked.
I concede!
No, Melissa.
I concede! That's a good deal!
No.
I concede!
Melissa. Okay, Melissa, then I will remain your city councilwoman.
Yay!
Yes! And you know what? You're all out of here.
No.
Dar, we're saved. We're out. We're back on the surface.
I was so close. I had so many new investors. I could see it in their eyes. They were all hungry.
Dar, I don't know. It doesn't seem...
Yeah, Dar.
I think you need to cut your losses, Dar.
Maybe the benefit is this planet is functional again and people can live their lives.
Hey, hey, Bargy.
Yeah?
I think we're...
Yeah, hello.
We really could have used my wood saber out there.
I know that was what we were missing.
You have to... Can you do that in the cargo hold or something? It's just a little bit tight quarters here.
All right. I'll see you guys later. Okay. I'm going to go train with my wood saber.
Holodeck Sitter, I think you maybe need to give him some more active instruction in the space. He's filling in a lot of the blanks himself, and I would say he's doing it wrong.
Well, the whole point of learning the space is filling in the space between the spaces you already know with the spaces you don't.
Dodd, did you get it? Are we okay? Am I fine? Can I go back? Can I pay off all the bad things that I did, all the sins that I created?
Well,
I'm gonna take that as a no.
I know, I was trying to think of a clever way to tell you, but, we have less than nothing.
Wow.
Because, obviously, everything I invented is imaginary.
Okay,
uh-huh. Okay.
Incoming message from Master Visionary Vermin Vorken Heiken Soup.
Yeah, Bargy's right. There's an incoming transmission for okay. Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundle. Right.
Hey, guys.
Nermit. Hey, where'd the tornadoes go?
Right? They're gone.
Where did they go?
Yeah, what'd you do?
I can see him way off in the distance there.
Right, we set up a perimeter agreement. Okay, here's the paper. Uh-huh. You can see the scratch marks on the bottom.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure they agreed to this.
Looks like they just bit it.
Yeah.
Tornado, I think that represents a contractual type deal.
I feel like they were waiting for you to lay an egg.
I understand if you don't understand this legalese that has bound the Tornada and I.
I don't think that slash in the paper is legalese. I think
will file this in the stick nest. So guys, what's up, Amber? Are they with us?
Nermit.
Yeah.
We got down there. There is a lot of politics that it's hard for me to even describe. But it almost feels like the failings of their two-party system has created a rift between them and the civilizations around them.
Wow. Zach, look at this. You signed it.
I can't believe that worked.
See? Thank goodness for the legal system.
IT5, credits and attributions droid, commencing outro protocol. Papa Plek Dexeter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bend. Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship was played by Mujan Zulfagari. Master Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy and Theo were played by Seth Lind. AJ and Melissa were played by Winston Knoll. Grandma was played by special guest Rachel Pegram. Rachel is an actress and comedian who performs regularly with ASCAT at UCB NYC and at Lo-Fi and at That Shit Ray at Union Hall in Brooklyn. You can follow her on Twitter at Rachel Pegram and on Instagram at I'm Rachel Pegram. Thank you to the audience at our Season 3 kickoff live show for chanting Disappeared. This episode was edited by Seth Lind with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded at Bronze Studios in Brooklyn, New York. Music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Fame's Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott, and we're the hosts of
Everything's Coming Up, Simpsons.
Every episode, we cover a different episode of The Simpsons that is a favorite of our special guests.
We've had guests that are showrunners and writers and voice actors like Nancy Cartwright.
I got a D minus, I passed!
And we've also had people that are on the Max Fun Network already.
We've had Weird Al Yankovic on the show.
I was just struck by how sharp the writing is. I mean, that's no surprise because it's The Simpsons, but I mean, like, you can't say that about a lot of TV shows, particularly ones that at that point had been on the air for 14 years.
Find us on MaximumFun.org, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, smell you later.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.
Can we just get that?
Sweet tooth tortured my weight loss.
Should I do that?
Please stop. Please stop.
Rachel, I'm so sorry.
This is like listening to the song, and it's not what people should have to do without choosing to.
Cut.
Sorry.
Because when all the little ants are marching.
No.
Absolutely not.
Rachel's going to get up and leave the room.
She would be well within her rights at this point.